everyone. Let's just give him a round of applause. Brad Law was right yet again.
Sometimes.
He's never wrong about anything. He's right about everything, especially everything that happened yesterday. I just want to say, Brad, first off, congratulations for being right yet again. Congrats to you about staring in the face of all the haters and the naysayers and saying, no, I don't care about you. I know ball. I know exactly what's going to happen when the NCAA tournament field is announced for college baseball. And I just want to say that I, on behalf of everyone watching this show, is incredibly thankful for you and your wisdom.
All right. Are you done? My turn. I was right.
Yeah, you were. Say it again.
I told you so. I told you so.
Yeah.
I may try being wrong today, Zach, just to see what it's like.
Just to see what it feels like.
I don't know how to do that, but
no.
I don't know. Maybe I'll get Claude or ChatGPT to help me with something that I can be wrong about. No, in all seriousness, I was right.
Seriously. You were.
Like, no, all for the bit aside, I was right. Again.
I was told by, I mean, what we've all agreed is the most credible outlet for college baseball, that Auburn was a bubble team when it came to being a national host.
Yeah.
Some saying outside the top eight. That's what arguably the most credible source. We use their polls for most things.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yep.
Brad, you made the claim last week. Auburn is closer to one than they are to eight.
Yep.
And just by how math works, them being the four seed for the second straight year, that's incredible. Shout out to Butch Thompson. Proves you to be, let's say it again, Brad Law was right.
Yeah. That's exactly what that means. And that's what I meant. I thought they'd be, you know, three or four. They were three last year with a remarkably similar resume. Same number of conference regular season wins. Same strength of schedule. So they're the four instead of the three. Okay. Still closer to one than to eight.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody tell me on social media yesterday, they were closer to eight than one up until a week or so ago. No, they weren't. No, they weren't.
Yeah, I don't know how you look at how the seeding played out and think, yeah, the SEC tournament mattered. Oh, how are you doing that?
That's a separate thing altogether. Conference tournaments don't matter. And there's so many ways you could tell. Like, you could tell with Texas rolling out a reliever that had played in three games this year to start their game against Arkansas. Didn't matter for them. Didn't matter.
Correct.
And you got Dave Van Horn, the Arkansas head coach, coming out and saying, well, we're going to have to rethink the way we approach the tournament if...
Bro, where have you been, my God?
Yeah, you know better. I
mean, the outrage and discussion about conference tournaments mattering and, oh, all they care about is RPI.
It's all for shows, Zach.
Where have you been?
Yeah,
we do this every year.
Yep.
It doesn't make sense.
For a long time, we've done it in conference basketball tournaments.
Yeah. I think the collective we fans of the sport, I think we've adjusted there.
Yep.
College baseball fans are newer. Yep. The coverage isn't as good. We're trying to do our part to help that.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're at fault as much there as for college, but the coaches should be.
Yeah.
The coaches pitching a fit. You just said it's all for show. Once again, let's all say it together. Brad Law was right again. It's still just so annoying though. But we said it for months. Like, oh, well, RPI, all Auburn has is RPI. Yeah. Yeah, that's all that matters when you talk about postseason seeding.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sure, that's all Auburn had tied with strength of schedule, which those things are correlated.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's what we talked about, not just because that's where Auburn ranked the highest.
Yeah.
But also, that's the thing that matters most.
Because we paid attention to how these things are done.
We do this every year.
Every year. Every year.
And it also seems like every year Auburn is higher than what the collective field thinks. Because, like, I guess they're looking at polls and stuff, which is fine. But at some point, just catch on. If you're going to care enough to be upset every year, find something else to be upset about.
Yeah, learn the formula. Learn the formula. It's like sitting in math class, being taught a formula, not learning it, and then being mad that you fail the test.
Right.
Learn the formula.
What do you mean A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
Right.
What do you mean?
No. A squared plus B squared should equal J cubed. That's not the formula. Learn how this stuff is done, and you'll have a whole lot less anxiety about it come the selection show.
So for those who don't know, Brad's nickname in high school was J cubed. So that's where that came from.
That would have been a better nickname than what it actually was. But
what was your nickname?
No, I'm not. I had one particularly cruel friend had a nickname for me, and I'm not going into it.
All right.
No, J cubed works just fine. I'm okay with that. Play the best team, like play the hardest schedule possible and win the games.
Yeah, the fan base that seems most upset outside of Arkansas, which I get where they're coming from also, I don't. But the North Carolina fan base upset that Auburn's 4 and North Carolina is 5. And in my final guess, I thought either North Carolina or Texas would be higher than Auburn. I thought we'd be the 5 seed. I'm glad we're not. Good for Butch Thompson. But also, on the other hand, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The difference between a 4 seed and a 5 seed is minuscule. It's minuscule.
The difference is, so the real difference is you're the home team in Omaha if all the seedings work.
Okay.
That's it. That's the difference.
You bat second. Great.
Yeah.
You're in a different dugout. Whatever.
You bat last.
Yeah.
You bat last. So that is the difference. But so you get to say you're a 4 seed and you're the only school in the country that's a top 4 seed back-to-back seasons. I'll say that again.
Please
because
do.
It's important. Auburn is the only team in the country that's a top 4 seed back-to-back seasons.
I know you hopped in the live chat during the Barncast last night. I don't know if you were in there when I talked about this, but I want to say it again because it's a different audience, and also I want your take on this. Auburn's been a 4 seed, the 4 seed, back-to-back seasons, which is incredible. And you look at the makeup of this roster, and it doesn't appear to be going anywhere. Best sophomore class in America, an incredible freshman class has a chance to be the best sophomore class in America next year as well.
Yep.
This program's not going anywhere. And so Auburn fans that are tuning in and watching, you can do whatever you want, but I'm strongly suggesting enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Focus on what it is. Don't focus on what it's not. Maybe there will be multiple trips in Omaha during the stretch coming up.
Yeah.
Man, it'd be great if there was a championship. Wouldn't that be incredible? But this whole mindset of, I saw several people as soon as we got this really solid draw, and we'll talk about the draw in a second, say, this is great. I hope we don't embarrass ourselves in supers again.
My goodness,
you're going to miss it.
Yeah.
If you think that way, you're going to miss this run. I think we all look back at the years of the Malzahn era where we were competitive, and it's like, we were pretty good. We were pretty good. We had a lot of really good teams during that stretch, and we missed it.
Yep.
A lot of folks missed it. Yep. There was this golden era of Auburn sports where, like, 2019-ish, where it's like, man, we're competitive and everything. And people are going to say, yeah, but football, football wasn't good enough, but it was close. It was a lot closer than it is now. And so I do think there's this thing where we want to focus on, but.
Yep.
And I see it more in the Auburn fan base than any other fan base. And you could do, if that's what makes you happy and gives you joy, then fine, do it, whatever.
How does that give you joy?
Right. But this run that we're in the middle of for Auburn baseball, don't miss it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while it's happening.
Eric Guevara is a junior. Chris Rembert is a draft eligible sophomore. You're going to lose some of your key pieces, but not most of them. You're not losing most of them.
Your pitching staff is absurd.
This team, all right, this is not a stretch. I think it's likely that Auburn starts next year ranked number one in the country.
There's going to be an argument for it. I mean, obviously, you got to – it's going to be – I can't wait to see how Butch handles keeping all the pitchers.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to convince Cormier that he's like the fourth or fifth arm. You're going to have to do the same thing with Sanders. You're going to have to do the same thing with Hetzler. Like,
and Hetzler's a junior, so he could
– okay. I think he's actually a redshirt sophomore, which draft-wise, it's the same thing. But,
right.
But same still, the – Yeah, he's draft eligible. But there's going to be a lot of these guys where they're going to get calls from other places. I'm like, hey, you can be a guaranteed Friday starter.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be something where, you know, Butch Thompson, I think, is going to have a different challenge this offseason than he's had in previous years, which is one that you would much rather have.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to keep I want to try to knock people away from the top of the mountain then try to climb and get there. Look, LSU's coming after a couple of Auburn starters now, right now, right now, today. They're coming after a couple of starters on the Auburn team. Other teams are as well. That's part of the game. Part of the game. When you're the only
when team, you have what other people want, you have to keep it.
That's it. That's it. And it's a different battle than trying to get it for the first time. But that's where they are. And it's one of the most impressive things to me about this team. Like, we talk about the Final Four basketball team a couple of years ago, how the expectation was it's a disappointment if you don't make the Final Four. First of all, wow. Second of all, they did it, and that's what made them so special. This team has been a top 10 team all year long.
Right.
And they've just kept winning. They just kept meeting the expectation. Normally, Auburn baseball's picked just outside the top 25. They're picked 10th in the conference or 12th in the conference, and they go surprise people year after year after year. Not this year.
No.
And they just kept winning series. It's what makes this team so dangerous in the postseason.
I wouldn't want to play us, that's for sure.
Well, here's the deal. Bats can go quiet for a game, you know? You might have a game where you score one run. It's hard to beat this team twice in a weekend. They've only lost twice in a weekend, once in the last 2 months. And that was Georgia. And it was a one-run game and a two-run game. Like, they're in it all the time. That's tough. That's tough to beat twice in a weekend. And now you're going to play a regional against not SEC teams.
Right.
You've seen nothing but SEC teams for the last 11 weeks.
Yeah, look, so let's pivot to the draw in a second, Brad. But who are we giving love to today on the show?
Precision Tune Auto Care.
Incredible.
Needs some love today. You got to beat the heat this summer with Precision Tune Auto Care. When you go in to Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika, right there, 3798 Pepperell Parkway, mention Beat the Heat.
Beat the heat.
You get a free AC performance evaluation, a free vent temperature analysis, free system pressure test. Basically, just check and make sure you're operating at optimum levels. And then if they find something that needs to be fixed, you get $50 off repairs over $300. All from our friends at Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. Please mention Village Vice. Mention the barn when you go in, and they will take care of you. You get photos, videos, of what they find. So they're not just talking at you. They're actually showing you what needs to be repaired and how they're going to do it. So,
and Brad, I also love now open at 7 a.m. You see that down there? You can stop in on the way to work, which I think is super convenient as well.
And when you wait in the waiting room, their restroom has a bidet.
That's right. Hopefully hopefully you are more skilled in that department than Kyle Rush is.
Right.
He flooded the bathroom. Somebody commented, not even Batman could have beat that story out of me.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Kyle Rush, he's an open book.
Gosh, I love it. Yeah,
when you look at the draw,
mm-hmm.
Auburn will play Milwaukee
Friday.
And then the other two teams are UCF and NC State. I think UCF's a pretty solid team.
Sure.
I think NC State is a solid team. As far as like the same level and tier of Auburn, like Auburn should get through this regional.
Yep.
I'm not worried about it, but I am paying attention to the narrative of NC State's coach saying that he's going to retire after the season. I would hate to help make that an incredible story.
Yeah.
Right. Like we need to make sure that's not an incredible story. And UCF may kind of do that for us. I think UCF is the better team of those two. I think Auburn will play UCF in the winner's bracket on Saturday is my prediction. And of course, the winner of that game will probably win the regional just because that's how it works.
Yep. I'm with you. That's exactly what I expect too. I'm looking at NC State's stats and let's see. They got a couple of guys. They have like four guys who have started eight games or more, but none of the ERAs really stand out to me.
So, it's just a different brand of baseball too, Brad. I mean, going through the ACC and having that ERA is different than going through the SEC and having that ERA.
Yeah. And Butch Thompson teams, man, they are a rolling ball of butcher knives in regional play. They had 1 year. The 23 season, they were knocked out. They went 0-2.
Yeah, that's the Penn year. Penn came in and had a pitcher we just could not hit.
Yeah. And every other year in regional play, I mean, they just mow through it.
Brad, who did we lose to after we lost to Penn?
Southern Miss. That's right. Southern Miss.
Who won that regional? Did Southern Miss win the regional?
I think they did. I think they were set up against Samford because Samford was in there too. And I remember thinking that if Auburn had just beaten Southern Miss, the rest of the regional set up beautifully.
Southern Miss did win it.
Yeah. If they could have come out of that game and just beaten Southern Miss, they could have come all the way back. They would have had plenty of firepower, and the other teams didn't have enough pitching left, and they would have done it. But they didn't. But it's the only time.
Yeah.
That's my point. It's the only time in regional play. I think it's the only regional since 2017 that Auburn has lost.
Yeah.
No, they didn't even lose in 17. They lost in 16 in Tallahassee.
That's right.
But they won in 17 in Raleigh. Right? Or was it 17? I don't know. I'm going back too far now. They got to a regional in 17 and lost. They got to a super in 18 and lost. And then they got to Omaha in 19. That was the progression. My point in that is Butch Thompson's teams of late have taken it to another level in regional play.
Sure. Well, and that's not the expectation anymore. And Butch has talked about that a ton. Brett Hobart posted a picture, I guess, to the team reacting to the draw or whatever in the seating. And, you know, right there in that room above, behind them is what, like the 9,000, however far Omaha is.
984.
Yeah. 984 mile journey or trip to Omaha begins here. And that's exactly, I mean, they did all of the new stuff that they've done with the facilities. Everything's been done with Omaha in mind. And now you get to, I mean, it's put up or shut up here. Get to Omaha.
Yeah, and not just get there. Butch Thompson's talked about that too. They've done the thing where they get there. Now let's win some games. Now let's go win a championship. It's there for this team. That's the ceiling. The ceiling for this team isn't getting to Omaha. The season is winning the whole dang thing.
Correct.
The ceiling, I mean. It's winning the whole dang thing. They have the pitching. They have the depth of offense when it's all working well to do that. And I'll tell you this. I've seen a little bit, too, of, you know, all the region they're matched up against in Lincoln and Nebraska coming in. Stop it. Well, I wish we could have played at noon or at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. Stop it.
Do you know the story behind that? Did we try to play late and they turned it down?
We requested the later game. And ESPN said, nah, you'll play at noon.
I thought that was the whole point, is you get to pick.
Well, you get to make your choice, your preference. They don't always go with a preference.
Interesting.
At the end of the day, they say jump. We say, and everybody says how high, not just we. Everybody.
Yeah,
says
you
how
know, high. I think strategically, like, it's better to play the first game.
I do too.
But you want to do it in front of your fans. So
yeah, and I still think there'll be 8,000 strong over there. Like, I don't think that.
Right,
I don't think.
Noon.
Yeah. I don't think it'll take that big of a hit.
Yeah.
I know the team doesn't care who they play or when they play or where they play, frankly, but they know they're at home for two weekends as long as they keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get caught up in that. Can't get caught up in, well, we're having to play it. No, we get to play at noon. Well, we got to be matched up with – yeah, we get to be matched up with the Lincoln-Nebraska Super Regional. Go get it.
I think it's one of the toughest regionals, by the way.
The Lincoln Regional, yeah.
Nebraska, Arizona State, Ole Miss, that's going to be a dogfight.
Yep, I agree. And whoever comes out of that, they're looking at that and go, man, if we win this regional, we have to go to Auburn?
It's a tough road.
Yeah.
Tough road to Omaha for those teams. Yep.
Yeah. So that's the kind of attitude that I hope we see from a packed-out Plainsman Park. I know that's the attitude you get from the team, and I'm excited about it. If you want more baseball cup, man, we didn't even talk about Rance Brown today.
Rance Brown committed yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
He's an Auburn Tiger.
This staff's on a bit of a heater right now in recruiting, aren't they?
It's about to get hotter.
I love the sound of that.
This weekend's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Future starting corner, future starting linebacker, probably on campus.
Gonna be a good summer. Going to be a good summer. If you want more baseball stuff, so Lindsay and Sonny and I are going to do a bit of a longer barn baseball show than usual. We're going to do it today, Tuesday. I guess we'll release it later today, if not tomorrow. But we'll just kind of promote that for the rest of the week. We're going to interview a player or two. We're going to preview the field, go more in depth, and really get you ready for Friday. For things getting started over at Plainsman Park on the Barn Baseball Show Regional Preview Edition.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. Cool. I think that about does it for today's show, Brad Law.
Thank you, everybody, for listening or watching, however you consume the show. Please consider subscribing. Just press that button. You'll get notified every time we get a new Village Vice. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.